Monday, cocksuckers.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having an outstanding Monday. New week, new chance at killing it. What a gift. Just a couple things on the docket today. Want to talk about zinc maxing, summarizing a 40-minute More Plates, More Dates video, and this new alcohol armor stuff, and which includes how an IPA almost killed me. But something I want to bring up right off the rip. Zinc. Now look, I'm not qualified to tell anyone jack shit, but I have airtight anecdotal evidence that your quality of life will improve with more zinc in it. So it hasn't been in the meme cycle lately, but I'm telling you, zinc maxing is the way. It is the answer to 90% of your problems. You're going to feel better, get harder, testosterone is going to be through the roof. Even better if you combine zinc, calcium, I think it's like magnesium. Fuck everything else. Go to Walmart right now, grab some zinc. And for all the nerds that need evidence to support that claim, here's the first study that comes up when I Google zinc and bodybuilding study. If you don't have enough zinc, according to the study, the deficiency of this leads to poor growth. Concomitant, which is a fancy word for associated with, disorders like loss of appetite, immune abnormalities, rough skin, mental lethargy, and dwarfism. Zinc deficiency, from what it sounds like here, is the leading cause of manliness worldwide. If you're raising a child right now, give them a fighting chance. Zinc max your kids. Give them skeletal strength all while the normie families are all giving them kids. Eggo waffles create strong children with zinc. Now, for the adults in the room, you'll see zinc in like test boosters, dick pills, whatever. You need to be taking this. Trust me. Give it a couple of days. I guarantee you will feel a difference. And in terms of getting other shit from Walmart, the Prime drinks, right? With Gorilla Mind now releasing energy drinks and probably a hydration product down the line, Derek is going hard, scientifically dismantling Logan Paul's product with a new video. What they won't tell you about Prime, it's worse than tap water. Unfortunately, he's dismantling it for 40 minutes on a platform that I can't listen to in the background because it's only on YouTube. So I watched it, got the main points, and we can all learn here together. So part of the reason why Derek is upset, and not really upset, but more so confused, is because clearly it's not as much of a science-based product as Logan makes it out to be. It's just a thing that Logan Paul is advertising to his audience of impressionable children. Now, I used to watch Impulsive when I was trying to see how, like, pure entertainment podcasts work, like between like that, Flagrant with Andrew Schultz, it's all good stuff. And Impulsive really isn't a bad show, and Logan's not as fucking dumb as people make him out to be. However, there's also nothing to suggest that his audience is filled with smart people that can think for themselves, much less adults. And I'm pretty sure it was a Valuetainment interview with a certain top G. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of him if it's on YouTube. But basically, he pointed out that Logan Paul has a lot of viewers, a lot of people to tune in. He has a big audience, but he doesn't necessarily have a community or fans that are really going to follow him and look up to him. And if he did, I'm sure all of the crypto shit that happened, I'll put some links to like some Coffeezilla shit, like, I'm sure he lost people that were even the most loyal to him with that. But he was essentially saying that he's a clown that people watch for entertainment, and you know, I can put myself in that category as well, because I don't come on here with profound training advice, I'm not qualified to tell you what to eat, I'm here to make jokes, fuck around, report some news, whatever. Whereas with Derek's audience, the people that really watch his stuff either love Gorilla Mind, or they're really interested in the topics that he talks about. So I see why it'd be frustrating for someone who is a goof for a living, is doing so well in a space like sports nutrition, where science and efficacious doses should matter. So because Logan has all his eyeballs, he was able to secure two huge UFC fighters, Stylebender and Volkanovski, as Prime athletes. And if you remember a couple months ago, Prime became the official hydration partner of the UFC, which is insane. But as Derek points out in his video, there are some people in Stylebender's audience that don't feel right about this. Same with Volkanovski.
Their comment section is not the most overwhelmingly supportive. As a huge fan of yours for almost a decade now, this is the worst and most frustrating thing I've seen you do. Associating with those scum Pauls and KSI is dangerous, bro. I don't know how you cannot see that they're sellouts and do or say anything, including completely switching up their stance for money to keep their fame and channel. See, when they almost got canceled, both of them cried and apologized over and over, and now say completely different things to what they did. Not to mention what a crap drink to promote. And it's only a thing because of their name anyways. It's not quality. If anyone else made that exact drink, they wouldn't sell a single case. These dudes will completely flip their sentiment on you, bro, as soon as something comes out or people try to get on your ass for shit like they have before, or try to cancel you. Guaranteed, these aren't the men you want standing behind you. Dude has a track record. Such a shame. Ah, well. Just keep them douches off the page as much as possible. Shake my head. Come on, man. Such a big fan of you and you're a part of this company. Using artificial sugars and stuff that's more harmful than real sugar. Read the ingredients, people. The stuff in it and Google it. The shit's bad for you. You might as well drink Red Bull. Izzy, you hate Monster Energy. Wish you didn't sell out on this deal. I am unfollowing you for marketing these weasels.
Now, one thing I want to point out here relating to one of those first comments about Logan being afraid to get canceled again. is that he's a lot more careful of what he says and what he supports. Like, he will always support the current thing because he almost lost everything with that Suicide Forest thing in 2016, 17, something like that. Like, he's got to keep the people in power happy. Like, the people at YouTube, he cannot fuck up with them. But there's a good lesson in that. Like, if you find out what your principles are or what causes you're actually going to stand for, you will build a solid community that's going to help you in the event that the people in power do turn against you. Like, that's what I like what they do at Valuetainment. They got clear principles. They stick by them, even if it's, like, not what people in charge necessarily want them to say. They'll say it, and people respect them for it, which is what I'm trying to do. And I haven't really had that many tests in where, like, there was an issue where I needed to take a position, and I never want to be in Logan's position. Like, if he loses YouTube, he's fucked. But, like, now I'm doing YouTube and Rumble, and not just Rumble anymore like I planned on. Here's why. So I posted to Rumble initially because I didn't want to reach a point of having a big audience on YouTube, making money, and then just get demonetized because I said something that the fucking lizard people didn't like. But then I realized I'm not making money off of the long form stuff anyway. So why not just keep it that way and make money elsewhere like I am? Because, like, I have a job. I have some stuff coming up through with, like, affiliate sales for, like, Underdog Energy and Crystal Pump. Like, but more importantly, I have a job that pays the bills. So, like, I don't need the YouTube money right now. And, like, that's what Nelk does. Like, they can use whatever song they want in a video, and they know full well that's going to be demonetized. They're not going to make money off that shit. But it doesn't matter because they have built a solid community and other revenue streams that are going to make up for any potential lost gains there. So I've decided that's what I want. Creative freedom by not relying on YouTube ad revenue. Now back to Derek's stuff. So yeah, if you're in Logan's position, integrity really doesn't matter as much if the big companies are still paying you. And I think that's kind of what Derek's getting at. And in addition to the UFC stuff, they also secured a sponsorship with Arsenal Football Club / soccer. I don't watch the sport. I don't follow it at all. But I do know that that is a huge name and a big deal. The main questions that Derek's asking are, is this a formula that serious athletes should actually use? And is the marketing ethical? One of Derek's big criticisms is that Prime lacks sodium and that he's making the connection that they intentionally lowered the salt so that it would be more palatable to children, because children aren't going to be like, well, it doesn't taste the best, but it's effective because they're kids. Of course, they're not going to think like that. And by promoting the higher potassium content, they can just go, potassium, man, dirt's in banana, man. Long story short, Derek looked into some studies that dealt with what happens if you use potassium as a salt substitute to the point of hyperkalemia, which can mess with your heart, like heart arrhythmia, stuff like that. And hyperkalemia is just like an excess of potassium in your system. Because essentially that's what would happen if you were slamming primes instead of a formula that has more sodium. Admittedly, overall, it's not likely that someone with normal kidney function would even have to worry about this. But there were two studies that had two patients suffer from hyperkalemia from too much coconut water and using potassium salt as a sodium salt substitute. And they both had, you know, normal functioning kidneys, according to the study. And to be fair, Derek also points out that there were personal factors like age and general health conditions that could have contributed to the new kidney problems and the one guy's death. But they still happened, so it should be on the radar. It's not something that, you know, the Prime team can just ignore in his eyes. He spends the majority of the video just reading off studies that have to do with hyperkalemia. So if you're interested in that, go watch the video. It gets very wordy. Like, I'm not that interested in the topic to listen to all of that. And chances are, you might not be either. That's probably why you're listening to this still. But eventually we figure out where the worse than tap water comes from the title. He's basically saying that if you're slamming primes, you might be causing problems for yourself due to a potential overload of potassium. Therefore, you're better off just drinking plain water that has none of the electrolytes, because tap water doesn't carry that risk at all. Overall, he's just saying that if you're a regular person who maybe is like working an office job, you want to stay hydrated, get your potassium intake, whatever, cool. It's fine. Prime is A-okay for you. But if you're an athlete that's actually doing shit, you need to get a formula with higher sodium and deal with the taste, because that's what you need. I don't know. Personally, I've just been buying bags of just electrolytes off of bulk supplements, just buying like three things and just mixing them myself, put a little Crystal Light in there. Much cheaper than going out to a gas station and buying like a Gatorade when I need more hydration. And if you want to take the environmental angle, you know, I don't have to throw away a plastic bottle afterwards either. Personally, that's what I would recommend. Which reminded me while I was writing this, like, I haven't experimented enough with it to know what's up, but there's this product called Alcohol Armor, right? I ordered some the other day. Newer brand, it seems like. We follow each other on IG, and I'm not a big drinker, not because I don't like it. It's fantastic, it's fun, but it's just because my hangovers are from hell. Like, even if it's just like one or two drinks at night, it won't be a full hangover, but the next morning I know without a doubt that I had drinks the night before. I was thinking it might be like an allergy or something, because like my mucus starts acting up. Like, I don't know if anyone else has that problem. Like, kind of like my nose starts plugging up a little bit and the mucus is just very active production there. Like, an IPA damn near killed me. It was really funny. Me and my friend Josh used to make fun of our friend, our other friend, for being like an an IPA guy years ago, right? And one time we were in his city, because this is after we all like moved away after high school and all that, and we were like, fuck it, let's try the IPA. He had some in his fridge, and I swear to God, I thought that was it. Beers like Bud Light, Budweiser, Miller, like American beers, they mess with my mucus and like my breathing. But Mexican beers don't do that for some reason. Not sure why. But even so, the Budweiser effect is pretty minimal. Like, the worst it gets is I can't really breathe through my nose too well. Not too bad. But this IPA made my nose plug up, normal, and it made my throat close up. My inhaler wasn't working, so I was just like, damn, some bullshit beer named Purple Hazy Dog Skull is what does me in. Awful way to go out. So all I could do was sit in that couch and let it pass through. Luckily it did. But needless to say, I know that my body dislikes alcohol. Now, I will say that Protocol, the world's first protein alcohol drink, does not make me wheeze or anything, so give it a shot. Check out Kroger. Something I noticed is that my hangover symptoms and caffeine withdrawal are very similar. So I woke up, looked at the bottle, and I was like, I wonder if this would help with my caffeine withdrawals. Because it'd be nice to not have to depend on that shit, right? So I took the Armor, and I don't know if it was that or if it was just one of those good days, but it ended up being like 2 p.m., no caffeine, no headache, which is unheard of. Like, and I had been up since like 5 or 6 that morning, so the headache would have kicked in by then. Now, I still had kind of like a mental fog, which makes sense. So I think if the Armor did help the symptoms other than like the mental fogginess, I think it could be a good way to get off caffeine. And I seriously thought about it while I was driving, like, damn, it would be so nice to not have to rely on energy drinks and caffeine pills just to function. But then I thought, I'm literally just putting myself behind by not using this natural performance enhancer. Like, no one I'm competing with is doing that. No one I'm competing with is quitting caffeine. And, you know, one day when it's not required of me, I probably will try to quit caffeine, but I'm not anywhere near that place in my life yet. So, until then, I'm going to be slamming Underdog Energies and Ghost Drinks, and you should too, because it's fucking Monday. Got a long week ahead of you. Enjoy yourself. Have some energy drinks. Zinc Max until your dick falls off. Going to send you guys off with some Limp Bizkit. Have a wonderful day and a splendid week. It's just one of those days when you don't wanna wake up. Everything is fucked, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you wanna justify ripping someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one